AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Senators are discussing a proposal to end the Homeland Security budget stalemate by funding much of the department, including the Transportation Security Administration airport workers going without pay. The deal would exclude ICE's enforcement and removal operations that have been core to the dispute. An Israel AP correspondent, Sam Mednick, reports from the scene of an Iranian missile strike in central Tel Aviv.
I'm at the site of a missile strike in Tel Aviv. First responders are working here. There's a big crater in the center of the street. This is where the missile struck. Apartment buildings have been largely damaged. The facade has been blown off. There are shards of glass along the ground here. Now responders say that so far no one has been killed, and they are still searching for people who are injured. They said that a missile struck there. It got through Israel's defense systems. And this is one of several missiles that have gotten through Israel's defense systems in many days. Now, this comes as President Trump made signs that the war could be winding down, saying that he claims that there have been productive talks between his government and the Iranians, although this is something the Iranians say holds no water.
Meanwhile, Pakistan's prime minister says his country is ready to, quote, facilitate meaningful and conclusive talks to end the Iran war. Shabazz Sharif made the comment in a post on X. Some of the optimism that sent stocks rallying a day earlier drained out of Wall Street. Oil prices rose and U.S. stocks are returning some of their gains. In other news, Afghan authorities say they've released American academic Dennis Coyle after holding him for over a year. Coyle was detained in January of 2025 on allegations of violating laws, but Afghan authorities never publicly stated what laws he was accused of having violated. This is AP News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on President Trump voting by mail, even as he rips the practice as cheating.
President Trump has done the very thing he's urging Congress to severely restrict. The president has voted by mail in a Florida special legislative election, days after again ripping mail-in voting as cheating.
We're the only country in the world that does it that way, corrupt as hell.
Though several European democracies are among the dozens of countries using some form of mail-in balloting. The president's pushing Congress to pass the SAVE Act, which, among other things, would bar universal mail-in voting. Aides say the president's issue is not with individual voters who may not be able to get to a polling place. Still, in his case, early in-person voting ran through Sunday, when he was still at his South Florida estate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.